crash. It's called Broke. Yo, cats is broke. You act like that's a joke, like these cats will not grab the gat and smoke for like half a coke in that jacket, loke. Get in the sense you ain't out here. Cause the young G's are really about it and down to clown here. Down to move pounds all across the town here. And make moves without fear. We got these poorly rated makeshift lawmakers mucking up. Bakers seeking takers, but the haters still coming up. People losing their homes with no one to blame except an imaginary market that gets harder to tame. God, it's a shame these credit companies harvest your pain. Pillage and plundering, just chalk it up as part of the game. Stalking your wage, call you and call you and call you again. Make deals, don't even know who you bargaining with. They try to act like it's not a threat to their order. But thousands in Detroit still don't have any water. Going after your son and your daughter to sign them up for their own slaughter. Another public housing unit torn up. Police don't even bother with conversations or whatnot. They just speak with a taser or object with a gunshot. They abhor us all in their court of law. It is crystal clear, convicted for surviving the traps they have engineered. Yo, folks are starving. The White House is starting to look like J.P. Morgan. Obama just barged in by a limited margin because of his charm and all of the harm the Bush farm did. But I'ma keep it real, cause even though we won, we still got an economic system that's been overrun. And we don't understand it. Man, we are all lost. These corporations, they only wanna cut the costs. They hack away at jobs, prices don't level off. Playing ball's more expensive, people have less to toss. We've always loved America cause we've been better off. But give a warm goodbye to privilege, y'all, cause we just shipped it off. They bail out all the banks and raise the stakes for corporate cronies. We have to choose between bankruptcy or our heart exploding. It thickens up in this piece. We see the plot unfolding, cooped up in a pseudo-free market just as it starts imploding. Yo, cats are pissed. Critical mass, what'll happen to us after this? It's a conspiracy, a theory we can master. If we get past our past, look at the math and just smash the... For many, there's a god, for some cash is it. And they'll be glad when fascism crushes activists. Why are toddlers sleeping on benches while pundits addicted to pills are sitting on TV just promoting agendas? Yo, we can affect it all with our collective thought. But there are sections lost and there are sections bought. And there are sections that may never want to understand. And there are sections that will gain the upper hand working the numbers, man. There are lines drawn, you're wrong trying to ride the fence. Signify your mind and then focus, use your mind's offense. It won't take one of us. It won't take 25. It will take all of us for all of us to survive. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I mentioned Fast Track. We also talked about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Both of them, may, hopefully, only Fast Track. But Congress is going to vote on them. So we have to have a movement of people in the streets. We have to put the pressure on from below. But we do actually have some friends in Congress. I'd like to call on Kevin Gundlach.
Thank you for having me here, David.
Thanks. My name is Kevin Gundlach. I'm the president of the South Central Federation of Labor here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm here to read a statement from our representative of the 2nd Congressional District to Congress, Mark Buchan. I regret that I cannot stand with you today, but you know I am here with you in spirit. Thank you for coming out today to show your support for American workers. As NAFTA continues to gut the American manufacturing industry and export American jobs, negotiations on a new massive foreign trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, continue in secret with little to no oversight from Congress. Too often, our country's trade agreements have been a bad deal for American industries and for the American worker. As a small business owner, I've seen the number of Made in America products available to me dwindle sharply in the past decade because of the unintended consequences of these so-called free trade agreements. As you know, the administration is seeking to reinstitute a process called fast-track negotiating authority. This is to speed up the approval process by delegating wide swaths of Congress's power to oversee international trade to the executive branch. If implemented, Congress would vote to accept or reject a trade agreement, but would be unable to amend the text. Congress should not repeat the mistakes of the past by standing by and blindly agreeing to new trade agreements. The administration should make the draft TPP public and allow Congress to conduct our constitutionally mandated oversight so we can ensure economic growth here in America. Because I feel so strong about this issue, I ask my colleagues to join me in signing a letter calling for increasing transparency from the administration on TPP and urging Congress not to give up its constitutional authority to oversee foreign trade agreements. I am pleased to report that 35 of my freshman colleagues have joined me. Congress needs to work together to get American trade policy back on track, not to give away its authority to do so. Reducing our authority to ensure our trade agreements serve the public interest will undermine our efforts to create American jobs and to reform a misguided trade policy that has devastated our manufacturing base through the offshoring of American production and American jobs. Thank you for making your voices heard. Mark Pocan, our second CD member to the U.S. Congress. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. One quick announcement, and that is that if all the speakers would stay up by the podium afterwards, in case anybody wants to talk. Next up, Ruth Kaplan.
Hello, I'm Ruth Kaplan with the Alliance for Democracy. You know, I think you're all here today because you know and we all know that the TPP is a rotten deal for our country, for our state, for our community, for our farmers, for you, and for me. We know this, right?
Yes!
And we are so happy that there are a few members of Congress who get it as well. But we also know that most of them are bought lock, stock, and barrel by the corporations. Are we going to give up?
No!
We can take action right in our own towns and our own cities. First, I want to share some good news, and that is the multilateral agreement on investment was stopped by the first international movement against trade agreements. That was stopped back in 1997. And more recently, the free trade area of the Americas for all of the North and South Americas and Central America was stopped by organizing throughout our two continents. Now, one of the ways that the mobilization against the MAI happened is people did not sit back and just say, please, Congress, do something. They went to their local representatives and they said, we want an MAI free zone in our town. They said, we will not obey. And so, they said, we do not want a trade agreement that has been negotiated in secret, where we don't even know what's in it. We don't want one where our representatives in our own towns don't know what's in it, and we don't want this at all. And so they passed resolutions in their towns in Canada and in the United States that said that they declare that their town is an MAI free zone. And that is what we should do today. We should declare our town, our city, a TPP free zone and say that we will not obey. We will not consent to any trade agreements that are done in secret without our consent, which would diminish the ability of our local government to act in the best interests of our community and our businesses, and to protect the local ecosystem on which all life depends. And so I call today here in Madison, that has led in so many ways in this country, to be the first city in the country to pass a TPP free zone. Yes. We will send a powerful message to President Obama and to the Congress, and the message is, we will not obey. We will not obey. We will not obey. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Next up is Deborah Whiteplume. Deborah, where are you? Great.
Greetings, friends, relatives, allies. I'm Deborah Whiteplume of the Oglala Band of the Lakota Nation, coming here from what America and the world calls South Dakota. I come here in a good way to make allies in our resistance to protect Mother Earth from the corporations and the government politicians, which I decided to call politicians because they just pollute everywhere they go, everywhere they see that is good and clean and healthy and beautiful. They want to make laws in a little dark room somewhere so that they can come in and rape our sacred Mother Earth. I traveled here a long ways. I passed a lot of water, beautiful sacred water. We have to work and fight and stand and work collectively to protect the sacred water. We cannot live without water. There's no substitute for water. We have been fighting this government for hundreds of years. They make decisions in closed rooms, and then they announce their decision and they run all over you. I stand here before you to make allies with you, to make a stand, and this is good. You're walking in the streets, you're writing letters, sending emails, you're organizing, you're getting training. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do because the fat taker, the 1%, they're greedy, they're vain, they're petty, they're selfish, and they will take what is not theirs if it's going to make their pockets richer and fatter. That's why we call them fat taker. We fight fat taker all over the big land, all over Mother Earth, all over Unchimaka. So it's good to come here and stand here with people who also believe the two-legged, the human race, has a place here too. We have a place here. We deserve to live in peace. We deserve to make collective actions that are good for our babies, our grandchildren, our old people, our young child birth age, young ones out there shopping, being consumers. There's something wrong with the government that turns you into a consumer. No matter what it is you're consuming, as long as people are making money from it, then that's wrong. So I really applaud you for organizing this, giving up your days, your times, your hours, your week, your family, relationships, to come here in a good way and stand up at home. That's what we're doing. We're traveling all over the Great Sioux Nation territory, and we're fighting uranium mining. We're fighting the Keystone XL pipeline that TransCanada wants to bring to us. For us, it's a fight about sacred water. Sacred water is a gift from grandfather. It's not our water, it's the water of our grandchildren. We believe that the day has come, and you are seeing it happen before you. Your rights will be trampled on, your rights will be removed, your rights will be legislated away. There'll come a time when you can't gather in the streets without facing arrest. We did that, we faced arrest. Thousands of us have gone to jail to protect our sacred water from uranium mining corporations, from pipeline corporations, from the tar sands up in Canada. What we're doing is we're training people to take a stand, to do nonviolent direct action, to learn how to stand up to this government in a good way, out of your heart. We have a prophecy, it's called Crying Earth, Rise Up. Someday the earth will weep. She will cry with tears of blood. You make a decision, you stand with her, or she will die. And when she dies, you too will die. Well, we have a destiny that we have a right to live, and we want to live that destiny. So we have to stand up for Mother Earth. And we go around and we train people. And our training is called Moccasins on the Ground. We've been all over the Lakota Territory. We're coming out into white man's land. If you want to work with us, if you want training, if you want to put your moccasins on the ground, They look me up on Facebook, Deborah White Plume. I come here in a good way with a good heart, a strong heart. I come from the people of Red Cloud. I come from the people of Crazy Horse. I come from the people of Black Elk. These are people who fought and died for the goodness of Mother Earth, for the love of their people, for their love of the land. So I want you all to say with me this little chant that means a lot, that will go out to the Star Nation, and it will circle Unchimaka, our loving, beautiful, giving Mother Earth. We have to fight for her. We have to stand for her. And we have to stop these backroom agreements that are being made, like that little mouse who scurries around behind the stove, leaving its evidence, but we just can't catch it. We're tired of that evidence, and we got to catch that mouse. So I applaud your bravery. I applaud your courage. I thank you for doing this. I thank you for standing. And I ask you to chant with me for our sacred Mother Earth. Crying Earth, rise up. Crying Earth, rise up. Crying Earth, rise up. Crying Earth, rise up. Time's up. Wise up. Rise up. With Unchimaka, our sacred Mother Earth. Thank you to all of you. Lila Wopila Ichichapi. Be strong, stand strong. Don't give up, don't back down.
Thank you, Deborah Whiteplume. I'm going to call Kevin Gunlock back to the podium for a second because we have another solid friend in Congress to read a short, for Kevin to read a short statement. Kevin?
This is from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who was unable to make it today. I hear from Wisconsin families every day that are struggling to make ends meet. They are working more, taking home less, and worried that for the first generation in American history, their kids will have fewer opportunities than they did. During these uncertain economic times, I believe it is crucial that we focus on putting our nation back to work and preserving American jobs. I have serious concerns about how this agreement will affect our economy, particularly our manufacturing sector, which has suffered greatly from flawed free trade agreements in the past. American negotiators must make clear that all participants will be required to play by the same rules. We cannot allow foreign governments to improperly give support to their favorite industries at the expense of American jobs. I am particularly wary of Japan's recent entry into the TPP negotiations. I recently wrote to President Obama to express my concerns with Japan's significant, long-standing, and persistent economic barriers put in place to block our exports and support theirs. These practices are particularly evident in the auto sector, where Japan has carefully crafted trade policies to keep out American exports. For every one car the U.S. exports to Japan, Japan exports 120 to the United States. This is unsustainable and unfair. We cannot allow a trade agreement that includes Japan to further inflate our unhealthy trade deficit and threaten American jobs. And like Mark Pocan, Tammy Baldwin states that recently its intention, the U.S. Trade Representative recently announced its intention to seek trade promotion authority, also known as fast tracking, to move the TPP quickly through your representative in Congress. TPA prohibits amendments from being offered to trade agreements while being debated on the floor of the United States Senate in order to expedite their approval process. I believe that the TPA is an abdication of congressional responsibility. And it's American workers who will be affected most by this agreement should be given the chance to weigh in through their representatives in Congress. And I just have to say, I think that's what democracy is supposed to look like. By limiting citizen input, this agreement will be skewed to reward corporations at the expense of the workers whose jobs will ultimately be on the line. Throughout my time in Congress, I have worked to create a made-in-Wisconsin economy that provides good jobs at living wages. The first bill I wrote in the Senate would promote small business innovation and growth in Wisconsin and across the country. I also have to say it's kind of like the farmer's market we're surrounded by right now. I have also introduced work to require the Coast Guard to buy engines that are made in America, and I've passed rules that stop foreign countries from skirting trade laws that put our workers at an unfair disadvantage. As the U.S. continues its TPP negotiations, rest assured that I will oppose the agreement when it threatens jobs, our health, our environment, and our livelihoods. Thank you. That was a statement from your senator, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Tammy. And once again, thank you, Mark. Next up is Sherry Honkala.
Good afternoon. My name is Sherry Honkala, and I'm from the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, and I bring you greetings from poor and homeless people across the United States of America. And we stand with you today in opposing the TPP. You know, it was several years ago that I tried to participate in the demonstrations in Seattle when myself and Ward Morehouse went to give citizens arrest to the trade ministers, and we sat out the whole demonstration because we went to jail. But you know, I have a new partner that's willing to go to jail with me, Jill Stein. She's around here someplace. And I can guarantee you that we will do all that we can to stop the TPP. They will not cut off our voice. We will grow several voices. They will not destroy our lands. They will not destroy our water. And they will not destroy our people. They will not take away our jobs and our schools. We are rising from the ground. We are educating ourselves and our neighbors in cities and in rural communities. And we are going to take our country back. No more backroom secret deals that will destroy our lives. We will ensure that things will come to the sunrise. Another government is possible. And it's possible when we take the money out of politics and when we elect and continue to elect a government that actually represents the people, the planet, then we won't have to worry about these things. Another government is not only possible, but another country and another world, and they can't stop us because we have something that they don't have, and that's a love for the people and the planet, and there's no stopping us. Stop the TPP now.
Thank you, Sherry. Our last speaker is Richard Monahan. Richard?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to address this demonstration. As you know, I'm International Vice President of Workers United, and also assistant manager of the Chicago Midwest Regional Joint Board that covers this area as well. We have several thousand members here. We have several thousand members in Illinois. And in Illinois, we have a facility that is at the heart of the formation of our union back in 1910 by a strike led by women that worked at Hart Schaffner Marks, a soup manufacturer in Chicago, Illinois. We have another facility in Cleveland where they make Hugo Boss suits. The only facilities in the country that still make soups. We have other facilities in Canada. Hickey Freeman, for example, is a label that, of suits that we make. They're the last vestiges we have of that kind of manufacturing that comes from the clothing workers union, as well as the textile workers union. And we had to fight bankruptcy to keep those jobs open in Hart Schaffner Marks. Hard fought battle. Politicians helped us, community groups helped us, but we managed to keep that open from going to bankruptcy, not once, but twice. And Hugo Boss wanted to close the manufacturing facility in Cleveland and move it to Turkey in a facility of some like 5,000 workers that they have working in Turkey where they said they can get the job done with less cost. Not that they were losing money, they just wanted to save money. We, in Ohio, in the Cleveland community, with the assistance of Sherrod Brown and a number of other people, and again, the community groups and other unions, we saved that from closing. In order to do so, the workers had to accept some concessions. We didn't like that, but they wanted their jobs. So in fact, potentially we can lose thousands of members in the United States as a result of this. Not only that, but when these plants close, it doesn't just impact the amount of workers in that facility, but all of the support structure around it, including restaurants, communities, gas stations. The impact of losing jobs is absolutely incredible. Now, after these hard-fought battles to keep these jobs open, keep our members working, keep their families stable economically, then they want to negotiate away the jobs. Because the actual consequence of TPP and Fast Track is those facilities will close. So the plans around TPP will directly affect not some void group of people that we can't see, actual people, working people and families. And we still don't know what the last, I mean, you know, if it's being negotiated in secrecy, we don't know all the consequences of that. But haven't we seen the consequences over the last 30 years of trade deals that we're not included in? That the future of our country is not taken into account? The unemployment in the inner cities, the loss of jobs for other reasons, how can we give away jobs? On the other hand, we're also internationalists. We care about the people in other countries. But I'm telling you, this is not going to benefit working people in other countries. It's possible to do that. It's possible to have trade and assist other countries in their economic and technological development, and it's something we should do. It could come from, you know, a military budget, it could come from a whole bunch of sources, but the problem is not a question of money. The question is not whether or not you sell a suit at a price and a worker can get paid a decent wage. The problem is profits and corporate control of this country in all its manifestations, and there's no doubt that we have to stop this. Thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs will literally be affected. Directly workers, their families, and their communities. At some point, we have to stop it. I say that there must be a moratorium on any more free trade discussions until there's an election of people who will negotiate on behalf of the American people. And if necessary, we need to take the politicians out of office that will not support this effort of having fair trade and having job development in this country. Thank you very much, and no to TPP.
Thank you, Richard. Would everybody please take out a pen, if you've got a pen, take it out. We have talked, all of our speakers have mentioned that this has got to be a people's movement. We have to build from the ground up, grassroots. But we've got to put that pressure on our elected representatives to represent our interests if we're going to stop Fast Track and stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You probably know this, but write down this number, 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Just ask for your representative, your senator, whatever. Tell them to, you're expecting them, along with your friends, neighbors, and organizations, you're expecting them to vote against Fast Track, to vote and agitate against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Please do that. Go back to your communities and organize. To take us out, Margaret Flowers will lead us in a couple of more chants. Solidarity.
All right, so we're going to stop this. Go to flushthetpp.org. You'll find all the tools you need to stop the TPP. Everybody here is a leader in a movement to stop the TPP. So what do we want? Fair trade. When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Fair trade.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Fair trade.
When do we want it?
Now.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. The TPP has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. The TPP has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. The TPP has got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. The TPP has got to go. Let's do one more. Free trade isn't free. Time to flush the TPP. Free trade isn't free. Time to flush the TPP. Free trade isn't free. Time to flush the TPP. Okay, you know your chance. You got your tools. Go out there and do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Thanks to all our speakers. Thanks to you for coming. Spread the word. Organize. Solidarity.